If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, ask if you know what the word JISK means, J-Y-S-K. And we're getting texts. People are like, Nikki, JISK is the name of a store. It's true. I don't know if it's pronounced YISK or JISK, the store. But now it's also a word, along with being a store name. Dictionary.com has added a bunch of new words to their dictionary. And I wanted to share just like a couple that you're probably going to hear coming up, like the kids are going to be using, and also other words that we have known but are actually now like official words. Yeah. We've been using them for a while, but now they're actually in the dictionary. They've been added.
So says dictionary.com.
All right. Exactly. I'm going to start with JISK, okay? JISK means just so you know. J-Y-S-K.
Okay. That makes sense.
Just so you know. Get it?
I mean,
you don't like that?
When have you ever texted just so you know?
Well, now I'm going to.
Will you really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to pop up.
Who am I to argue with JISK? But the thing with just so you know is the K is silent in no, but when you say JISK, the K is no longer silent. It doesn't follow for me.
What a conundrum.
Okay. Okay. All right. I think you'd use it like when you're angry at somebody. Like JISK, like I'm going to be like, JISK, don't ever do that again.
Oh my God.
JISK, don't ever do
that
again.
No, I'll stick to F off. I'm good.
Oh my God. Be careful. JOMO is on there as well. And we've heard FOMO though. Like
yeah,
FOMO's been a thing.
Out.
Fear of missing out for a while. JOMO is the joy of missing out. Okay.
Okay.
So when someone says, you know, you want to stay at home, you know, when you're like, I'm going to stay home and get some sleep. Everybody's going out and I'm more than happy to be here.
Again, when is someone going to invite you out and you're going to respond by saying, oh, well, actually, I'm not going to go because I'm actually going to be having more fun at my place, not being with you. Joy of missing out.
He's extra negative today. Like, doesn't like the IKEA meatballs, doesn't like any of the new words in the dictionary. I'm just going to move on and try to get through this.
These are not practical words.
Welp, W-E-L-P is now in the dictionary. And this happens, have you ever heard anyone say this before? Like, welp?
Yeah, like, welp, time to go. Like, I hear that, but that can't be it.
Well, it is. It kind of is. It's the perfect interjection when you've, like, run out of room to talk. Or you've run out of new words. You're like, welp, like that awkward part. Well. It's in the dictionary. It's on dictionary.com.
That's kind of a dad thing to say, though, isn't it?
Welp.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's funny that you say that, because dad joke is now officially on dictionary.com.
Is it now?
Yeah. There's just a picture of Sam's face underneath it. Brain fart is also on dictionary.com. We know what that is, of course.
I've been using that for years. I don't know what took them so long.
One time when I had to fill in for Are You Smarter Than Sam, though, I was like, I said, my brain is farting. And we got so many texts. Okay, and the last new word on dictionary.com that I want to share with you is textlationship. I've had a couple of these, and they're horrible. It's okay, a textlationship. It's a relationship between two people who text frequently, but they rarely see each other.
Yeah, they never get together. Yeah,
making you feel like you're the side chick or something.
Mm-hmm. If you have more textlationships than real relationships, is that a problem?
Yes.
Probably. Asking for a friend.
Yes, it is a problem. What friend?
I text a lot and I don't see a lot of people, so I'm just
questioning. Like with friendships too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it probably just means people don't like you that much.
Okay.
Because
that's an easy way out.
I just want to spend time with you. I don't know. This is like specifically when you're dating, and I think it's happening a lot now because of like Tinder and everything. People are like meeting online and then they're just texting for weeks at a time and you're like, I haven't met you yet. Are we gonna
see my face?
Yeah, exactly. All right, those are the new words. Sam doesn't like any of them, but
I like dad joke. Or brain fart.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, so you're driving, you're in the driver's seat, and the passenger starts like messing with your buttons, changing the heat, changing the volume, changing the music. Mm-hmm. Are they overstepping their boundaries?
No, I want the driver to get me safely from point A to point B. That should be goal number one.
Don't you think I'm more likely to do that if I'm happy?
In the days of
and I'm the right temperature?
No, you know what? Let me worry about the temperature. I can handle that, and I will make you happy. You just got to trust me as a passenger. I trust you as a driver. And that's that. In the days of distracted driving and all that sort of stuff, I just want you to focus
that's
on the road.
That's a silly thing that I've heard, that I've ever heard.
No, it's not. I mean, here's the thing. You call shotgun because you have the right and the privilege to be able to worry about the radio and worry about, you know, the temperature of the car and stuff like that. That's why people call shotgun, because they want to have that control.
But I remember when I was a kid and my mom would always, I would always want it really hot. Like, I love the heat.
Ugh.
I love blasting the heat in my apartment, in my condo, like everywhere. I love it. But my mom was like explaining, she's like, I'm going to fall asleep. I'm really tired. It's late. I'm driving. Like, the temperature has to make me happy and me comfortable as a driver. Yeah. And I kind of agree with that.
So, and that's totally cool. If it's if you need it to be hotter or colder, that's fine. But I will take care of that. I will turn the knobs for you. I will press the buttons for you. That's my job.
He wasn't doing that. So we took a little poll. We took a little poll with people like walking by too and asked them, right? We were like, who should be in control?
Total strangers.
I think total strangers, friends now. But I think it was like pretty split down the middle. People saying that the driver should be in charge versus the passenger should be in charge.
Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Well, here we go.
I agree with you.
You do?
What?
My car, my rules. Yeah. If you are sitting in the passenger seat, I will like the temperature the way I want it. Mm-hmm. I will listen to the music that I want because I am driving your butt to where we need to go.
Yeah.
And anything that comes in between, sorry, take a back seat. I do not like backseat drivers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Keep your opinion to yourself. When you're driving, believe me, I'm a very obedient passenger. But when I'm in the driver's seat, my call.
Okay. Do you owe Nikki something?
No.
Maybe.
You don't.
Besides the point.
First, I wanted to go through the unofficial car rules for people riding shotgun.
Mm-hmm. According to who?
Unofficial.
According to the internet.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case.
First, the person in shotgun is responsible for opening gates, handing out drive-through orders, and navigating to all destinations. Fair?
Navigating, yes.
Yes. Yeah, they have to hand out the drive-through orders if you order food, too. The passenger. The driver can't do that.
I guess. It depends whose initiative it was.
They have to dip the driver's fries in ketchup, too.
Yeah, no, I'm not so sure about that.
You're not allowed to point out any mistakes you think the driver has made. You are a team here, and you're not allowed to do that.
You're a unit, yes.
Yeah, good luck with that.
If the driver becomes incapacitated, the shotgun must take over.
Yes.
Okay.
You're like the second pilot.
I would hope, yeah.
You can only call shotgun for yourself, okay? You cannot call shotgun for anybody else. They're saying
that's clear.
Okay,
yeah,
that's clear.
We're all agreed on that one.
The owner of the vehicle, if they're not driving, they automatically get shotgun. If you own the car and you're not driving, you get to sit in the front seat. That's fair. Mm. You don't have to sit in the back seat of your own car.
Yeah.
It's your car. Of course. You pay the bills. You get to sit where you want.
I've sat in the back seat of my own car, but I deserved it.
Okay.
The duty of the shotgunner is to spot all speed cameras and police cars that could pose a threat to the driver and the car.
Yes. Keep an eye out. You're like an active passenger. You got to keep the scan.
Well, wait. What's the driver looking at then?
What's in front of him so he doesn't make sure you die?
Exactly. Speaking of which, I added this one to the unofficial list.
All right.
Because I noticed the other day when we're driving, I said, Andy, is there anything coming? When I was trying to like merge.
Right.
And he just looks in his side view mirror and he's like, I don't care. I'm like, you have to turn around. So if somebody asks you to check to see if any cars are coming, you have to thoroughly do an investigation to make sure no cars are coming.
I don't ride shotgun all that often, so I didn't really know how to look at the mirror from that vantage point.
Yeah, amateur. I'm sorry. Andy, you're good at a lot of things. Riding shotgun is not one of them, I have to tell you. Peggy, who do you think is in control? Is it the driver or the passenger?
It's the driver.
Mm-hmm.
Driver picks the music, shotgun shuts his cake hole. That's the way it goes.
You sound like a joy to drive with, Peggy.
I think she just ended it right there, mic drop. Thank you, Peggy.
Let it be known.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. Andy?
There's a lot of people that are wrong this morning. I'm just going to say that right now.
Everybody else is wrong.
Yes.
It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki, Sam, and Andy's to tell the truth.
All right, this is our favorite tradition.
Usually.
A stranger always comes and visits us in the studio. They've got an amazing studio story, and we have to decide, along with your help on our text line at 92925, if they are telling the truth or if they're lying. Now, do you guys have any sort of like strategy when it comes to this? When asking the questions?
I like to look at the person to see if they're sweating.
Okay.
And if they're sweating, it kind of makes me feel like when I'm lying, I start getting the sweats too.
Some people just sweat all the time, though. You gotta be careful with that.
That's true. Perpetual sweaters.
What I do, I ask them the same question, but in different ways to see if they'll give a different answer.
Look
sneaky.
You, professional interrogator.
I am, and I'm still really horrible at this game. Still really
bad. It's not working.
All right, so a stranger is walking into the studio right now, so welcome. Please introduce yourself and let us know why you're here this morning.
Well, I am here because Adam Sandler photobombed my wedding picture.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I don't know if you guys read that he was in town last summer.
Yeah, he was filming a movie with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
I remember this happening. I remember that happening. I can't remember what the groom looked like, which is throwing me off right now. So
his hair's gotten a little longer.
Yeah. What was he wearing?
Typical Adam Sandler, almost like if he was directly out of 51st Dates, like, you know how he's like the white kind
button up,
no undershirt, kind of almost like some cargo shorts, pretty slobbish. And so that was kind of the dead giveaway. It was like, is that actually Adam Sandler? I was like, it looks just like him.
You said he had no undershirt, so I'm curious. On a scale from zero to Sam, how hairy was his chest?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen Sam. Oh, yeah. You know, I would say pretty similar. You guys got
Adam Sandler. Yeah. This was your wedding day, you said?
Yeah, July 29th.
Okay, so he photobombed your wedding. Did he do anything else at your wedding? Did he stay?
No, we were like hanging out. It was like very brief. We asked him like, hey, we're here. Mm-hmm. Mount Stevens called. Like, do you want to come and like party and hang out with us? And he had to get going. He like didn't want to do anything, didn't get us a wedding gift or anything.
Do you remember your wife's name?
Her name is Kate.
Okay, just making sure.
So far, so good.
Making sure.
I noticed my first instinct when you said that it was on your wedding date. I looked at your wedding finger and there's no ring.
Oh, I'm a musician, so I play guitar, and so I keep it on my right hand a lot of the time.
Oh.
It's interchangeable, but yeah.
Does it fit on the left? Let me see if it fits on the left finger. Just
absolutely. There you go.
Okay, it fits.
So far,
okay.
So good.
It was actually like, you know, sometimes it like weighs pretty heavy, and so I'll like take it off, I'll move it.
This question could tell all, honestly. I'm almost scared to ask it.
Oh, no, please do.
How long have you been married?
Almost a year. So July 29th of last summer. Yeah. So we're going to be
okay. I don't know if he'd say almost a year.
Oh, come on. I round up. I don't know.
It's been
a great year.
So what did you say after the picture was taken? Like, what were your parting words?
I like had to fight everything back from being like, can you just tell us you can do it? Or like, or be like, I used shampoo. No, I used conditioner in my hair today. Or like, I wanted to like drop some sort of Adam Sandler line. And like, Kate was like, holding me back.
Like, settle down.
Yeah.
Is your wife a fan at all?
She's a huge, I'm a huge fan of like The Waterboy and Happy Gilmore were like two of my big movies growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
inspirations growing up.
Oh my God. I mean, I was a kid in the 90s. I was watching that at like every sleepover, but I'm American too. And so like, my partner went to McGill. And so that's kind of why we were in that area.
How old are you?
I am 29.
Good question. 29. Okay. What did you do with the pictures? Where are the pictures now?
I mean, we have them all on a hard drive. We like printed one photo book. His picture with us isn't in there because I don't know. Weddings are expensive. Like,
yeah. How much did your wedding cost?
So like, that's a fairly personal question. Are we talking like U.S. or Canadian dollars here?
There's no questions off the table here.
Okay,
right?
So there's like, you got to rent a DJ. You got to rent the venue. You got to rent the food. I'm slapping my hands. I don't know if I was catching that. You know, the alcohol is like the most expensive.
Most important.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it was pretty expensive.
Did you ask Adam Sandler to like pitch in a little? Like,
oh man, that's a missed opportunity. You know, sometimes when you're like in the moment, there's all these things that you're thinking, like, oh, I should have asked him this. I should have asked him, like,
how many likes did that picture get on your social media?
Okay. More than our actual wedding pictures.
Well, obviously.
I know. It's like, come on, you guys, do my friends really care about me, or do they care about who I run into on the street?
Adam Sandler, for sure.
Yeah.
What time was your wedding ceremony that day?
So it was at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
So this happened.
Reception to follow?
Yeah.
Cocktails. So,
big old
international buffet to follow.
Cocktail hour.
All right. It is time for us to take our guesses and for Seth to reveal the truth. And Andy, I think you get to go first this week.
Sure, I'll go first.
Okay.
There's one thing that you said that made me perk up a little bit. You said you got married on July 29th. I got married last year on July 20th, and that was a Friday. So if we move forward to July 29th, I'm not great at math, but I think that would mean you got married on a Sunday, which is really, really rare.
It's a Montreal thing. It happens.
Well, don't try to dissuade me. I'm going to say
mine's made up.
It's so rare, in fact, that makes you a liar.
I'm going to go next, okay?
Okay, please.
Okay, I think that you are... Oh, he just seems young. He doesn't look like he's married. I know you do have the ring on your right hand. Like, he could be an actor. He could be actually... You said you're American?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say you're telling the truth. I'm going to say he's telling the truth. The story was perfect. So that I'm kind of going against my gut a little bit there, and it doesn't serve me well.
You may regret this.
I am going to say that you're telling the truth.
I'm inclined to think that you're telling the truth because the very distant memory that I have of the picture kind of reminds me of you. Like, I can totally picture you there. But when you were quoting Adam Sandler lines, you said, you can do it. And he doesn't say that
line in
The Waterboy.
Not in The Waterboy, but there's a movie with Rob Schneider where Adam Sandler...
Oh, so you're referencing that movie. Whoa.
Oh, you just put Sam in his place.
No, I'm just saying.
You can stay. No, you can stay.
This does say it.
This changes everything.
What's your guess?
Oh, man, I'm so torn.
I know. This is a tough one.
I'm going to go with my gut and say that you're telling the truth.
Okay. All right,
I think you're the guy.
Sam's having a meltdown, but he and I have both decided that you're telling the truth. Andy says you're a liar. Seth, please don't let me down here.
Andy's correct.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I knew it.
I knew it.
I have been lying to you guys all morning.
I should have followed my gut.
I'm so sorry. I just met you, and then I just lied to you.
That's a plastic ring, isn't it?
No, it's actually, I am married.
Oh, you are married.
Yeah, and I am American, and I moved here because my partner, she is at McGill right now. But
are you an actor?
No, I'm a musician.
That part was not a lie.
So if one celebrity could have photobombed your wedding, who would you have wanted it to be?
Prince. I'm from Minneapolis.
Okay.
He's dead, but you know, I mean, like,
so that would be extra cool. If you
double cool.
Is that the ghost of Prince?
I don't know.
Okay, well, Seth, thanks for coming in and telling big fat lies to us this morning. We really appreciate
it.
It
was
nice. No, thank you very much.
I feel so good.
Yeah,
it feels good to be right.
You know, I should have trusted my gut on that one because it was when he said his wedding date, which was what, July 29th, right?
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah.
And then when I asked, and I told you, this is like my strategy, and I'm clearly not using it very well. And then when I asked, how long have you been married? He's like, almost a year. But I know in that first, especially in that first year of marriage, you know, like, how many months you've been married, right?
So your own strategy worked. I know. But you didn't trust your own strategy.
It's trusting your gut. I'll meditate this weekend. I'll do better next week, okay?
Way overthought that. Whatever you do, it's not going to help. Trust me.
All right. Thanks for playing along on our text line at 92925.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.